This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing in Chafetz Chaim Ala Torah, Parshas Bamidbar. There's an age-old controversy. We are to put the bima of a shul. And Minog Yisrael is the bima is supposed to be Be'emtza. And there are specific reasons for this. One is it's connected to the Mizbeach, which was Be'emtza. Question is, which Mizbeach? Mizbeach HaZav, Mizbeach HaOyla. Here's another reason why Mizbeach Davka has to be Be'emtza. V'nosa Oyel Moyed Machane Levim B'soich HaMachanois. And the Oyel Moyed, the camp of Levim, would travel within the camps. Mikivan sha Torah munachas ba'aron sheba'ayel moed, since the Torah was placed in the aron, in the ayel moed, tzorach ha'ayel moed liyos tamid b'toich ha'machanais. The ayel moed always needed to be in middle of the camps, be'emtza, in the middle. Lo'i karoi v'yoysa le'echad v'lo'i roichek v'yoysa me'asheni. Not closer to one, not further from another. K'moy she'habima be'emtza beis ha'knesses. Just like the bima is in the middle of the shul. You can't have a bima in the front of a shul. Can't have a bima on the back of the shul. The bima needs to be be'emtza. Uchmoy she'itz hachayim hayonatua b'soy chagan. Just like the tree of life needed to be in middle of the garden. Kitargumai b'soych. B'soych doesn't mean in. It means b'metzius, in the middle. B'soych means in the middle. Gam ha-Torah hu eitz ha-chayim. The Torah too is the tree of life. V'ha-kol tzrichim lehisrachiz misviva v'hi b'soich. Everyone needs to be encircled and focused around it with the Torah in the middle. V'asya k'manda amar ke'in teva hayu mahalchim. In accordance with the opinion that they traveled in the shape of a box. Similar to v'yan ki toitza eitz chayim mehalev. Because life emanates from the heart, the heart is conveniently located in the middle of the body. There's a reason the heart is in the middle, because the blood, the had nefesh hu adam, the blood is the soul, is the life force, and it has to reach all the extremities of the body, so it needs to be centrally located. L'chein mekoymei be'emtza haguf v'sholeach adam hu anefesh l'chol evrei haguf b'shaveh. It sends, it dispatches the blood, which is the life force, equally to all the various limbs. V'kulam yoinkim mimenu. They all nourish from it. U'mikol mishmar nitzar libcha. You have to guard your heart from every eventuality. So, too, the Arayin traveled mid-center of the Jewish people. Just like the Bima is in the middle of the shul, indicating that everyone needs to be equidistant from the Torah. It's interesting, the Amud is not in the middle of the shul. You know, the Amud HaTfilah is not in the middle of the shul. It could be that when it comes to tefillah, there are, not everyone has to be equal distant from the Amud. You could go to a Talmud Chacham and you could say, please daven for me. He might have a koyach ha-tefillah that he could access on your behalf. But Torah, every Jew has to be equal distant from the Torah. Every Jew has to have an equal connection to the Lev of Klal Yisrael, which is the life force, the Kihem Chayenu. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Call Tom. Recording
stopped. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.